Title: Few Surprises. New Rule Implementing Biden's Made in America Changes the Buy American Act Effective October 2022. Content: Over a year after the Biden administration issued Executive Order 14005 on ensuring the future is made in America by all of America's workers. Discussed previously here, the Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council, FAR Council, has published a final rule 87 Federal Reg 12780, implementing changes to the Buy American Act, BAA. Regulations at FAR Subpart 25.1 and 25.2. These new rules require, eventually, for federal agencies to procure end items manufactured in the United States that are at least 75% domestic content. A drastic increase from the current 55% domestic content requirement. Surprised? You should, TB. We've been expecting this rule for a while now. What is a surprise is the effective date? October 25, 2022. The FAR Council wants to give companies a little time for the new rule to sink in and for companies to assess their supply chains to ensure that they can comply with the new thresholds. Companies are well advised to take advantage of this transition period between now and October 2022 to get their ducks in a row. The FAR Council's proposed Rule 86 Federal Reg 40980, issued in July 2021 and discussed previously here, seeks to accomplish three main objectives. 1. To increase the domestic content threshold, currently sitting at 55% since January 2021. 2. To create preferences for a new class of critical items and components that would benefit from greater incentives to both make and buy American. And 3. To establish new post-award reporting requirements, particularly when a BAA waiver is issued. The final rule largely tracks the proposed rule, albeit with a few minor tweaks, including the notable absence of any post-award reporting requirements. Increasing the domestic content threshold currently, in order to qualify as a domestic end product. Under the BAA, a product must meet a two-prong test. 1. The end product must be manufactured in the U.S., and 2. The product must also satisfy the domestic content requirement. In January 2021, the Trump administration created two separate categories for the domestic content requirement. A. For products that are made wholly or predominantly of iron or steel, the domestic content must be greater than 95% of the total cost of the end product. And B. For any other manufactured products, the cost of components must exceed 55% of the total product cost. Unless the manufactured product is a commercially available off-the-shelf product, COTS, as defined in FAR 2.101. The final rule does not touch the near total domestic content requirement for products made of iron and steel, leaving that number near absolute. But the final rule increases the domestic content requirement for other manufactured products, eventually imposing a 75% domestic content requirement to satisfy the second prong of the BAA. To ease the burdens on both government agencies and manufacturers alike, the FAR Council created an escalation process, detailed below, which mandates eventual compliance with the 75% requirement by calendar year 2029, effective date domestic content threshold March 7 to October 24, 2022, 55% October 25, 2022 to December 31, 2023, 60% January 1, 2024 to December 31, 2028 65% January 1, 2029 75%. Both the proposed rule and final rule automatically apply these gradual increases to multi-year contracts that span various threshold requirements, meaning contractors will be required to monitor compliance with the increasing threshold requirements over time, without a separate contract modification incorporating the new thresholds over time. 1. However, after public comment, the final rule now also permits the government to allow contractors, in certain circumstances, to comply only with the lower domestic content threshold in place at the time of award throughout the life of the entire contract. An alternate domestic content threshold. See FAR 25.101 D and 25.201 C. How does a company take advantage of this special dispensation? The approval for the alternate domestic content threshold must be issued by the agency's senior procurement executive, in consultation with the White House's Made in America office. The regulations seem to contemplate that this approval will be issued at the time of contract award using alternate contract clauses, but it is unclear what types of tea leaves the agency might consider as it tries to